The key difference between point one and point two is the word constantly. The call is not for one devotion a day. The call is for constant teaching in Deuteronomy. The passage states the point beautifully. Listen again to verses 7 through 9. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. That statement encompasses every aspect of life. The point is not merely about the amount of hours we teach our children. It's about teaching our children via everything we go through in life, as we go through life. When you're walking by the way, what do you see? Well, you see trees. In our area, you see mountains in the distance. You see birds, animals, you see other people made in God's image. You feel the heat of the day or sometimes a cold breeze. You see graveyards. You also see flowers coming out of the ground from where a seed was buried in the ground. All those items can be used to talk about God, to teach about God, to glorify God. When we're in our homes, lying down at night, we can do the same. Our enjoyment of rest is a gift from God. The blessings of family, that's a gift from God. Playing a game, laughing together, another gift from God. Verses 7 through 9 are about teaching children a biblical world and life view. The fact that we were created for the glory of God, and that life, redemption, and hope are from Him alone should always be on our mind. Every time we leave our homes, we should be reminded we leave to live for God, to glorify Him, to honor Him. And whenever we come home from wherever we have been, we should be reminded that we come home to rest, to then serve again our great God. And whether we are leaving our homes or coming, His commandments should always be before us. We should be obeying Him. Parents are to constantly teach their children about God. That's point number two. Point number three is this. The covenant community is also called to teach the children. The covenant community is also called to teach the children. I've been talking so far about parents, because they are certainly implied in the text, even though they are not mentioned. But we should note that the command is specifically given to the whole covenant community. Verse 4 says, "Hear, O Israel." And then goes on to talk about loving God and teaching our children to love God. I submit to you the passage is worded the way it is because the covenant community also bears responsibility for the raising of our children. And we recognize that fact every time we baptize children. What do? When we baptize children, the parents come up and they make vows to raise their children, to love the Lord their God. And then what do we, the covenant community, the people of God, what do in response? Well, we make a vow to help them, to encourage them, to stand beside them, to assist them. That's what's going on in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Parents certainly have the main responsibility for teaching their children to love the Lord our God. But the whole nation of Israel, the covenant community, is to be part of it. We are to help. With that third point in front of us, I want to talk to you about three-legged stools. Before the automation of milking cows, when hard-working dairy farmers had to do all that milking by hand, which is hard to imagine, they used three-legged stools. Or I've been told, I've actually never done it, but I've been told they use three-legged stools, a lot of them anyway. And do you know why three-legged stools were used? Well, they were used for balance on what can be an uneven floor. If you have a four-legged chair on an uneven floor, the chair is going to wobble. But a three-legged stool will not wobble. I'm not going to explain the detailed physics of that because that's not my gift. But I have read that three points determine a plane. And that's why a three-legged stool doesn't wobble. Once you add a fourth leg, you have a leg that's not needed to determine the plane, hence a wobble. Three-legged stools are balanced, are stable on an uneven floor. Now, for that reason, not only have three-legged stools been used for milking cows, they have been used to illustrate and remember what is needed to give children a solid, balanced, stable education. Children need three legs under them. And from what we've seen in our passage from Deuteronomy chapter 6, my guess is that you can now name two of the legs. One leg of the stool is, of course, the parents. We'll put them in the middle because they're central. Without the parents teaching children to love God, there will be no solid foundation. Parents are essential. The second leg of that stool is the church, the covenant community, the people of God. We just saw in our passage that the covenant community is called to help. Parenting is hard. Parents do need help. They need encouragement. So the church is also a leg of the stool. But what do you think has been said about that third leg? What would that be? Does Deuteronomy give us any indication of what the third leg is? I submit to you it does, because Deuteronomy calls for constant Christian education. Children should be learning about God all the time, as they walk, as they sit, as they rest, as they go, as they come. Constantly, they should be learning about God. Well, how do you make sure they get that constant Christian education? Well, in our culture, we see two good ways to do so. One way is homeschooling. We see that homeschool works very well for those parents who are able to do so. Parents can give a constant Christian education to their children in that way. But for some parents, that will not work. They do not have the time or the comfortable skill set to homeschool. So what can those parents do? Answer, they can send their children to a good, solid Christian school that is committed to teaching every subject through the lens of the Holy Word of God. Whether it is Christian homeschool or a private Christian school, school is the third leg of the stool. That is why Ripon Christian Schools was started. And it is a great blessing to have Ripon Christian Schools in our covenant community. Parents, church, school. Those three legs make for a solid, balanced, wonderful education. Now, how, you might be wondering, does this connect to the Synod of Dort? Well, I learned at the board meeting from President Eric Hoekstra that the Synod delegates discussed the catechizing of children, how children should be raised to love the Lord our God. President Hoekstra included in his board report a quote from a translation of the Synod minutes. I emailed him this week and he sent me the full document that he quoted from in his board report. I'm going to read from that document. This is a translation of the actual minutes of the Synod meeting, all right? Session 17, Friday morning, November 30th, 1618. So this is very early in the span of the time that they met together. The provisions of the synodical decision about the careful catechizing of the youth and adults were read. The president, assessors, and secretaries had gathered and composed it from the views and advice presented in writing by all the foreign and provincial Dutch delegates as follows. Number one, in order that Christian youth from a tender age may be more carefully instructed in the fundamentals of the true Christian religion and be steeped in true godliness. This threefold manner of catechizing ought to be diligently observed, domestic, in the home, by parents, scholastic, in the school, by school teachers, and ecclesiastical, in the church, by ministers, elders, and sermon readers, or visitors of the sick. That all these may diligently do their duty, the Christian magistrates shall be asked to promote by their authority so sacred and necessary a work. And all who are entrusted with the inspection and visitation of the churches and schools shall be instructed to pay special attention to this matter. And then it goes on with several other points. I almost thought about reading to you what it says about parents, but I think that would have been a little bit too much to get into tonight. It has some pretty amazing things to say to what we parents should be doing in our homes. Now, these minutes clearly show that the delegates to the Synod of Dort 400 years ago concluded there needs to be a threefold manner of training our children to love the Lord our God. They identified home, school, and church. They didn't use the image of a three-legged stool, at least not that I'm aware of, that's not in the minutes, but they did certainly identify the three legs of the stool. So what a privilege it is to have all three legs available to us. And what a joy it has been this evening to have night sounds from Ripon Christian Schools participate in our worship. And I hope you students appreciate what you are receiving, that you are receiving these three legs. And I hope all of us appreciate what we have in our community and participate in it. Please bow with me in prayer. Father God Almighty, we are grateful for your word, which reveals you to us so that we can know you and love you. And we're so thankful, Father, for how your word tells us what is right, what is the right way to live, your commandments, so that we can love you in that way. And Father, we're so thankful that you have created this world so that we have parents and children, that relationship, so that we have homes in which we can learn. We're so grateful, Father, that you join us together as one body, filling us with your Holy Spirit, uniting us together with Christ as our head, giving us a day a week to gather together and open your word and worship together and rest together and encourage and spur one another on. We are so grateful for the church community. And Father, we're also thankful that you give gifts to people to teach and that we can have Christian schools and that you have provided our community with a wonderful school. And we pray again that you would continue to bless Ripon Christian Schools. And Father, for generations on, for many, many more generations, may that continue. May your name be honored. May students learn. May students be raised up to be leaders, spreading the good news of Jesus, working together with other Christians. Father, glorify yourself in that way. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, amen.